some extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey, let's begin. We've been talking about donuts all morning, it seems, and you've got a story out of the Ashburn district. What's going on, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is one of the more famous donut places in Chicago. It's called D&D's Place. It's a local mom and pop independent place that's consistently wins awards for the best donut in the city. So its bona fides are there. Unfortunately, someone lost control of their cargo van a couple weeks ago and drove into the front door of the place and did a significant amount of damage. We've got pictures of the accident on blackclubchicago.org, but you'll also see how small the place is. So it's not exactly some place that, you know, they can just use the other side of the store for business. They've really had to scramble to get back up and running. And the good news is neighbors around have stepped up. They did a GoFundMe asking for help to get DeVell and Lolita Brittman get their donut place up and running, and it's really started to come in. They're not asking for a lot. It wasn't, you know, so much damage that it was going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they were looking for about $7,500. They've raised about $6,000 so far, but it's it's a reason just to get out, at the very least, if not to donate, to go and get some of their donuts, because while I've never been there, everyone I know swears by them. When this accident happened, I started getting text messages from friends saying, you know, you got to see these pictures. This place is the best. It's in the Ashburn neighborhood at 83rd and Kedzie, D&D's Place.
Yep, sounds like a place that hopefully will help make a lot of people happy in the future. Hope they can survive.
I was going to say, Bob, this is the sort of story I'm supposed to bring donuts into the studio so we can all test them out right now. And I apologize in advance for not doing that.
Sorry, it's going to go on your permanent record, though. Do you have your "I Survived the Rogers Park Tornado" T-shirt on now?
No, but I'm going to get one. I was only about a mile away from Jarvis when the tornado ripped down Jarvis and really did a lot of damage on August 10th. We woke up this morning to some of the pictures of Hurricane Laura and the damage done in the south. And, Chicago is still cleaning up from our tornado. Luckily, in that one, no one got hurt. Just a lot of damage and a lot of trees down. So some neighbors in Rogers Park sort of took the opportunity to, because no one was hurt, to sort of not have fun with it, but they made T-shirts that said "I survived the Rogers Park tornado" and mugs and tote bags and the like, and they're using it to buy new trees. The city's going to replace some of these trees, but we know, there was something like 7,000 trees knocked down in the tornado. It's going to take a while. So this group, it's led by a resident named Jennifer Clark. She brought together a bunch of artists to design logos for free. A local T-shirt shop is selling the merchandise for free, and it's all going to flow to the place called the Rogers Park Business Alliance. They're going to collect it and use it for tree replacement. So kind of just a cool story. Another one of neighbors stepping up to try to clean up and get back to a little bit of what they lost.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thanks for the extremely local news. We're going to talk to Tom Skilling about, among other things, the 30-year anniversary of the Plainfield tornado around here. That's coming up next. Seamus, you have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.